To know that choirs are singing your songs on Sunday morning, what does that do to a Ricky Dillard?
I feel like I'm doing what the Lord called me to do. And I feel that the people are embracing what he's given me for them. And that's one of the joys of doing this. And it's when I hear choirs sing the songs and ministers of music are teaching it, it makes me feel like they appreciate what I've given. And I'm so grateful.
Keep Living, your title track, title tune, Crystal Rucker, is featured. Tell us about that.
Yes, Crystal, I brought Crystal in on this tune. She did not cut this the live night that we did it. I had another young lady who attempted to do it, and it didn't really turn out the way we wanted to. So as a producer, when it doesn't turn out right, either you can fix it or you can't. And I felt like we should change the lead, and we went forth and we put call Crystal, and Crystal graciously accepted our offer to come and sing this. And she came in the studio one night, and she took two takes, and that was it. What you hear is only saying twice. She didn't have to keep stopping and going, let me do this. She went in there. She studied the song. The song fit her. It ministered to her, and she was able to really minister it in the studio, and now it's ministering to the world.
Awesome song. Another song that I like is I'm Saved.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
yes.
I'm Saved.
Good old hymn. You know, we need the hymns of the church. A lot of churches may not be singing hymns anymore, but hopefully this hymn, they'll come back and grab. I'm Saved by His Power Divine. I got a young lady from New Orleans, Louisiana, and her name is Jante Thomas, and she stepped to the mic on this particular song. She actually set the pace the night of the session. Her song may have been maybe the third song of the night. And it was the first ballad of the night. And she stepped to the stage, opened up her mouth with authority to declare in the atmosphere and let the enemy know that she is saved and she's glad to be saved and how she was saved and she's still saved. So it's an awesome message that is going to bless many. And it's going. I have something on this project that everybody can hear. It's something that's going to minister to everybody, whether you're young or old or middle age. It's something on the Keep Living Project that's going to bless your life.
Our guest again, Ricky Dillard. I like to drop names sometimes, so let me drop a few names. The late Milton Brunson Thompson Community Singers.
Yes, was my alma mater.
Okay.
I served Reverend Milton Brunson for 8 to 9 years of my young life as a Thompson Community Singer, and I was not there to direct the choir or to lead a song or record lead on the albums, but I was there to sit under his tutelage, for he would be the one that teaches me what it is to be a leader. Reverend Brunson's leadership, his training, his guidance as a choir director, a founder, CEO of the choir, he really taught me how to have a successful choir. And, of course, you know that he had a successful choir for over 50 years. Over 50 years, the Thompson Community Singers reigned with recording records and traveling and mentoring singers and refining them throughout those 50 years. So I went and sat under him for about 8-9 years, and it has trained me to be one of the great leaders for today's time.
Another name I want to drop is DJ Frankie Knuckles.
Yes, DJ Frankie Knuckles is a longtime friend that I've known for many, many years. Before I really went into gospel, I was doing club music, and I was introduced to Frankie Knuckles through the club scene. This is when I were straddling the fence. I didn't exactly have my feet planted in church 24/7, but I was there every week. But there was some clubbing in between, and I rubbed elbows, and it seemed like gospel was taking them too long to notice my gift.
I
decided to go do some club music, and it had kind of churchy tones to it and gospel flavor to it, so I kind of went and worked with him and a couple of other DJs throughout the years.
I see your choir was featured in a few movies, Leap of Faith,
Fighting Temptation.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it was actually not New G, but it was me. I was the choir director for both of those movies, but we had a different choir backing in the movie. So it was not exactly New G, but it was me. And I was honored to serve in the movie with such great actors as Steve Martin and Deborah Winger, Meatloaf, so many, Liam Neeson, just so many great actors that we know of today. And, of course, the top-of-the-line gospel artists from Edwin Hawkins to Albertine, the late Albertina Walker, Sean Pace Rose, Lynette Hawkins Stevens, just so Lawrence Matthew, just so many great gospel artists that also shared the platform and the stage with us in Leap of Faith, and then going to Fighting Temptations to be able to work with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Beyonce Knowles was a dream come true. I've always wanted to work with Beyonce. Of course, Faith Evans was a part of it, LaToya Richardson, just so many great actors and singers that joined up in Fighting Temptations that it was an honor to also be a part of that.
Before I let you go, let's take a barometer of gospel music today. Where is gospel music headed? Because years ago, you could only hear gospel music on Sunday mornings, AM stations. And now you can hear gospel music 24 hours a day, FM and AM stations. What's the outlook for gospel music, Ricky?
I think we're headed in a great direction. The Lord has blessed and really spoken to the hearts of many entrepreneurs who now own radio and wanted to also see gospel music on another level, as we can also view gospel as being included in many of our television shows, such as the Grammys, American Music Awards. On BET, they have the Celebration of Gospel. And then you also see other shows. Of course, Bobby Jones Gospel is on every week and has been on for over some years. And then you have now the Gospel Music Channel. And then, of course, spoke and said that radio has gone to another level on gospel, FM 24-hour stations, AM gospel stations. We're headed in a good direction, and the music has to continue. And I believe that all of the music is good. All of the music that is coming forth from the servants of the Lord in gospel is good. My pastor once said, ministry is like a bowl of fruit. No orange is like an apple, or apple's not like a pear, pear's not like a banana. But when you put them all in a bowl, they're all good for the body, for the body's sake. So you can pull whatever fruit out, and you're still going to get great, great, you know, nutrition from these fruit as you listen to this gospel music.
Love that answer. Love that answer. Ricky, do you Facebook, you Twitter?
I do. Dr. Ricky Dillard on Facebook and Ricky Dillard on Twitter.
It's our guest, Ricky Dillard, the new project, Keep Living. God is Good is a single. Ricky, thank you for your time. It has been a pleasure.
Man, I certainly appreciate everything that you have done and how you've blessed my life as well as many other people's lives by just a song you played, a word you spoke, a scripture you quoted that blessed us and brought us back to life. Thank you, HJ. I appreciate you forever, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. It's our guest, Ricky Dillard on Star 1310.